Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Wells Cast with Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
One of two things is happening to you right now. Either you are listening to this right before Christmas, and you're probably on the way to the mall right now to pick up gifts because you're like everyone else and just waiting until the last minute. If so, damn, dude. Because you're running out of time. Or this is being played on your car radio after Christmas. And if that's the case, why'd you wait so long to listen to the podcast? But it's fine. Also, Merry Christmas to you. Hope everyone has a great holiday. Or if the holidays already happened, I hope it was a great one. Full of families yelling at each other and all that goodness. Want to say a big thank you to Scott Eastwood for coming on the show last week. That was cool. His clothing line, Made Here, is dope. And it's, you know, obviously promoting making stuff in the United States, which is really cool. And yeah, go check that out. If it is right before Christmas, you still have an opportunity to buy that stuff. The episode today is going to be a good one. If you are a big fan of the show The Masked Singer, you're going to know this. Or if you're a big fan of basketball, you're going to know this guy. On the Wells Cast today, coming in at 6 feet 4 inches tall, Victor Oladipo. On the Wells Cast, I almost said Prattcast right there. Whoa, man, blast in the past. Hanging out in the Burbank Studios here at iHeart. In the studio right now, I have Victor Oladipo. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Obviously, I want to talk about your basketball career.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about The Masked Singer,
mm-hmm.
because that's another thing that you proved to be very, 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 very good at. But I don't know if anyone told you, the idea of this show is kind of an origin story.
Mm.
I'm just super fascinated in finding out how people got to the point where everyone all of a sudden knows who they are and right. follows them on Instagram and watches them every night.
Mm.
So, Victor Oladipo, where did you come from?
I was born and raised in PG County, Maryland. My parents are Nigerian. I'm first generation Nigerian American. I have three older sisters. I have a twin sister. And we grew up in the PG County area. I have been singing since I was 7 years old. I've been playing basketball since I was 4 years old. Went to high school, DeMatha Catholic High School, PG County, Maryland, for 4 years. Then left. Went to Indiana. Indiana was actually my only scholarship going into my senior year.
Really?
I had, yeah. Ended up going to Indiana. Went there for 3 years. My last year in Indiana, actually, before that year was up, I wasn't on any draft boards. And then My last year in Indiana was my third year there, my junior year. I was a number two pick in the NBA draft. 3 years in Orlando, then got traded on a plane, didn't find out till I landed. went to OKC for a year, and that's when I did my first EP, my first album, Songs for You. The year after that, I got traded again on a plane, didn't find out till I landed.
Can someone get this guy a Wi-Fi password on a plane?
Didn't find out till I landed. And then I found myself back in IU, I mean, in Indiana, where it kind of all started for me. And now I'm in my third year there. And last year I put out my second album. So and now I'm 2-time All-Star and the thingamajig.
By the way, I mean, I want to get to Masked Singer, but did you have any say in the costume and the name?
No, unfortunately, I didn't.
No,
they came up with the name and the costume, but I definitely picked it for sure, though.
You did?
Yeah. I had options, and they asked me if I liked it, and I told them, yeah, it's perfect.
Okay, we're gonna get back to that. I want to go back to your childhood. You started playing basketball at 4.
Mm.
You started singing at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're obviously a very tall guy. How tall are you?
6'4" and a half.
Okay. Were you always a tall kid?
I was always a tall kid growing up. Probably stopped growing in college, but for the most part, I was a pretty tall kid.
What were you better at as a kid, singing or playing ball?
I would say playing ball, even though I wasn't really that good in that until later. But, I mean, I think I was a decent singer. From my sister's point of view, it was more so annoying than anything. So I wasn't really sure if I was good at it until later.
Wait, how you weren't good at basketball until you were in high school? Is that what you're saying?
Even though I was in high school and I got a scholarship going into my senior year, I didn't have any offers. And then Coach Crean, who was at IU, came and saw me play in December of my senior year and offered me right after one game. And that was the only school I had. I went on my recruiting visit there, and I committed right after the visit because there was nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So, but I played like there was, but I tried to act like there was more places to go, but that was the only place that really wanted me. So it ended up being a good choice for me.
Okay. First of all, that's crazy to me though, because that is a basketball powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows Indiana as like the place to go play basketball. That's like in the Duke, Kansas, UCLA, Indiana. Like those are the big schools.
Mm-hmm.
How is that the only school that is looking at you?
Well, I mean, I think after, you know, the little scandal that they had, Coach Crean kind of came into place. And the year before I committed there, they probably only won like 5 games. The year I got there, we only won like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
We were like the worst team in NCAA. And then my sophomore year, we got Cody Zeller. Christian Wofford, Jordan Halls, Will Sheehy, all those guys. And we eventually, you know, beat Kentucky, who was number one. That was their only loss that entire year.
Yeah.
When Christian hit that buzzer beater on December 10, 2012. So, and after that, that's all she wrote. That's when we kind of turned Indiana basketball back around.
Did you know when you were in middle school and in high school that, like, was the goal the NBA?
Yeah, it was been the NBA since I was 4.
Really?
That was my goal, yeah. I've always wanted to be in the NBA since I was a little kid. That's all I used to talk about. So,
What do adults say to you when you say that?
Coming from Nigerian culture, it was a little different because it was more so you had to be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer. So for me to say I want to go to the NBA, I was kind of the odd child out, the oddball out. But for some reason, my heart, that's where it lies.
Yeah.
So, I just try to follow my heart, and it turned out good for me.
Once, did your parents ever be like, okay, fine, if this is what you're going to do, then you got to do it?
Yeah, my mother was always on board for it.
Yeah.
Took my dad a little time.
Yeah.
Took my dad a little time, but eventually he was on board too.
And now, are you the golden child?
I wouldn't say I was the golden child. My sisters might say I'm the favorite, but
yeah,
I wouldn't say that. And I would just tell them, you know, without them, I wouldn't be who I am today. So they should take all the credit.
Are you the youngest?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the baby.
And you have two older sisters.
I have three older sisters.
Three older sisters.
One of them is my twin sister. She's older by 5 minutes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a weird connection?
Yeah, I think we do. Honestly, like, there are times where I could just get up in the middle of the night and call her and I know she'll be awake and she'll be awake.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I had my injury, it was funny. She was sleeping. She fell asleep when the game started. And she woke up in the middle of the, when she woke up in the middle of the game, I was actually falling during. So
really?
As I'm falling and getting injured, she wakes up. Pretty crazy, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Freaky stuff like that.
And did she text you like right away?
She called my sister and my mom and she said, I think Victor's hurt really bad. And I turned out being hurt really bad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. You should hear when she tells it. It gives you chills.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah, how about in the reverse? Have you ever felt things that was...
I only feel when she's sick.
Yeah?
When she's sick, I can tell. Even if we're miles and miles away, I can tell there's something wrong with that. I talk to her every day. When you talk to somebody, I literally talk to her every single day for the last 27 years. So
yeah.
When you talk to somebody that much and you were in the womb with them for 9 months... Before that, it's kind of hard not to have a connection with them.
Yeah.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off, no dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker? It's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so you go to Indiana, you play, did you graduate?
Yeah, I graduated in 3 years with my degree in kinesiology.
Wow. And then you get drafted.
Yep.
You weren't even on any draft boards to begin with.
No, I wasn't.
I don't understand that. How does someone go from not being on draft boards to being the second overall pick?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really know how to explain it.
Very confusing.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
And this entire time, are you still singing and like honing that craft?
Yeah. I mean, I would sing in the shower, sing just around town. There were some instances in college where we would have like this Spirit of Indiana where they would take all 24 sports and bring them all together and they would give awards and the athletes would show other talents. And I performed at that. I performed at our Midnight Madness and sang Usher. You got a bad at both places. So I don't know how they found out I could sing. I guess somebody told them, but.
Was it a big crowd?
Yeah, it was a decent crowd. I mean, it was all 24 sports and.
Yeah.
And each team probably had anywhere from 15 to 20 people. So.
And was everyone just like, whoa,
Yeah, I think they were pretty amazed that I was even capable of doing something like that. So
yeah.
It was pretty cool. After a while, people started catching on, and then they just asking me to sing everywhere.
Yeah. So. All right, so you go to Orlando. Is that where who drafted you?
Yeah.
And then you bounced around for a while. You find out that you get cut. Is it cut from teams or traded?
Traded. Yeah.
Traded from teams while you're on airplanes.
Yeah, twice. Back-to-back years, too.
What is the feeling like in that respect? Is it heartbreak? Is it hurt? Is it great going to another place? What is the vibe?
The first one I was definitely hurt by, just because, you know, I was there for so long. You know, they drafted me number two. I thought I was their franchise player. I thought they were going to invest in me. And unfortunately, they went another direction. The second one was also it just came out of nowhere, honestly. You know, that was my first taste of playoff basketball. I didn't really perform at my highest level, and I knew that if I wanted to be what I thought I was capable of, I would have to change a lot of things in my life. So I made those changes, and then that happened. I got traded. And it was weird, you know, you get to a point where you're like, man, am I good enough to be what I feel like I can be?
Mm-hmm.
Or you get to a point where it's like, damn, nobody wants me. You know what I mean? And eventually, you just got to sit down and look yourself in the mirror and say, look, bro, you got to stop caring and just go get it. And one of the interviews I did when I first got to Indiana, I said, man, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Because I feel like in my lifetime, I've been too nice on and off the court. And sometimes if you want to get to where you're going, you can't care about people's opinions of you. You just got to go get it and get it done. So that's what changed.
You get to go back, I guess, kind of where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
Is it feel like coming home? Playing for the Pacers?
It definitely does, for sure. I mean, those people basically saw me grow up, if you really think about it. So for me to come back and have special moments like I've had so far in my career there has been monumental in my lifetime. A lot of special moments that I'll always remember, and I look forward to building more. So it's going to be tight. It's going to be nice.
You get hurt.
Yeah.
Which... Tell us about that night.
It was a very, very interesting night, because I felt like before the game, I felt all right. You know, before that, obviously, I was having some knee pain, and I sat out a few games before that. And then I eventually came back, but, you know, I wasn't really myself. I wasn't as explosive. You know, there was still a little bit of pain in there, but I could play through it. And the night that it happened, I actually felt pretty good. You know, you just, it's still foggy when I think about it sometimes, just because it was foggy in the arena.
Yeah.
We were playing the Raptors, and it was a very important game, obviously, and the energy was there, the mist, everything, you know. You could feel how special the game was, how important the game was. And I remember coming in cold, and when you come in cold in basketball, it just seems like everything happens that you don't want to happen.
Yeah.
The ball finds you, you know, you're not ready, but you'll be wide open. And that's basically what happened to me. And, you know, Kyle Lowry threw a pass over the top to Pascal, and I would try to run down for it. And I just remember, as I'm about to take off and try to steal it, I just fell. And at first I thought maybe Pascal tripped me, but Pascal was like, after watching the replay, was like 5 feet away. And I immediately, it felt like my kneecap fell off. Like it fell off like and hit the ground.
Yeah.
So when I fall, I immediately look at my knee, and I could tell there was a big dent between my quad and my kneecap, and I knew right away it was over. Definitely I knew it was over. And it's unfortunate, but my mom was there in the crowd, and it's funny because when I fell, I was facing directly towards her, so I could make eye contact with her. And my best friend and my manager were there too. So I looked at them, and I immediately shook my head like to let them know it was over. And if you watch the replay, as I'm getting stretchered off, my mom reaches out for me, but they're trying to hold her back because they don't realize it's my mom. So it's like your mom's reaching out for you, but she can't get to you. It was kind of a weird moment. But I was good. Everything was all right until I got to the x-ray room, and my mom came in the room. And, you know, when you get to that moment where you see your parent and your mom, you know, it's like, okay, now I can really be a kid again.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, started crying and everything like that, and everything just started flowing. The emotions started coming out eventually. And then I cried for about 3 minutes. And then after that, I told everybody in the room, let's shoot a documentary because I'm going to come back better than ever. I'm a very optimistic person, very positive person. And I feel as though that everything happens for a reason. And I was believing that even before my injury. So I'll be going against everybody that has raised me. I'll be going against everything I believe in if I didn't apply that to now. So when I tell people I'm going to be back better than I was, I truly believe I can accomplish that.
And everything, I guess, that happened does happen for a reason. That happening to you makes it possible for you to go on The Masked Singer, I suppose. Facts. You couldn't do this show because it's basketball season. Mm-hmm. So tell us about going from the X-ray table to going on Masked Singer. Like, how did that happen?
I started rehabbing. Obviously, I went to Miami, started rehabbing right away. I had surgery. Right after that, the next day, I started rehab. And then eventually, you know, you start learning a lot about yourself. I started becoming a businessman, entrepreneur. Start learning certain things about people and individuals that you thought you knew, but you really didn't know them as well as you thought. And eventually, you know, my marketing team came to me with this opportunity of being on The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because about a year ago, I was watching it with one of my good friends, Alex Rich. And he was like, bro, you should be on this show, bro. Yeah. This show is dope. And I'm like, what is this? It is called The Masked Singer. And I started watching it, and, you know, saw T-Pain one. And I was like, wow, that's pretty dope. And then literally a year later, they come to me with the opportunity. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I don't see why not. Let's do it. And then they showed me the thingamajig. And I was like, yeah, I think I like that one. So after that, you know, it just kind of turned into something special after that. And I went on the show. I remember going on the show for the first time and I sang Easy by the Commodores or Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because I wasn't nervous. And, you know, it was something unique. Like, I've performed before, but not in a mask, not on Fox, not on this biggest stage. You know what I mean? And it's something that I always used to dream about doing TV shows like this.
Yeah.
So I was wondering why I wasn't nervous, but I think it was because I had a mask on.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm just hiding under the mask. Yeah. I just sing like felt like I was in a studio singing in a mask. So, and it was fun. I had a great experience. And I remember after the first episode going back in my trailer, I was like, wow, I'm kind of looking forward to doing it again. Yeah. So then I started locking in. I started getting focused because it was like my first ever dose of competition since I've gotten hurt.
Yeah.
You know, as a competitor, you always are thriving for that because that feeling and that momentum is rare. You don't get it all the time. So
yeah.
For me, I was just treating it like it was a game every time I went out there and try to perform to the best of my ability and prepare like I was preparing for a game.
What's more fun, like game winner or like hitting that note and everyone going crazy?
Oh, man. The game winner is special, man.
Yeah.
Just because it feels like when you hit a game winner and everybody is loud and you're the calmest one in the room.
Yeah.
It just feels like no one else is there.
Yeah.
And you're an empty gym. And I don't hear no one else. I don't even hear them screaming. And it's like, I mean, I do this all the time. That's what I feel like in those moments. Like, this is what I was born to do.
Yeah.
But when you hit that note and they start screaming and you know, like, whoa, I don't do this every day. I don't do this every day, but they like him.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait a second. This is awesome. So that's what that felt like. So it would be a tough pick, but I'll probably have to go with the game winner just because those moments are what I've been dreaming about even before I knew what dreaming was.
Yeah. We had Paul Schaefer on the show a couple episodes back, and he was kind of telling us how crazy the processes of doing The Masked Singer. Like, and one of my good friends, I was telling Paul, one of my good friends is a choreographer on the show. And she's like, yeah, when you guys, when they practice, they have to wear all of their, the suit. So like no one can know who they are. Is that true?
Man, that is definitely true. Yeah, I had to cover my ankles. I had to cover my legs, my hands, my hair, everything.
Yeah.
So, and I had to walk around with a shirt that says, do not talk to me.
Really?
Yeah. A sweater that said, do not talk to me. I actually still have that sweater because I might have to use it later.
Press conference after a game?
Definitely.
Of the Masked Singer experience, what is, what was like the best part and what was the, your least favorite part?
I think the best part of the Masked Singer was just hearing the judges' reactions to my performances.
Yeah.
Because like Robin Thicke, Nicole, all them people were up there, you know what I mean? And it was just like, they had some guest speakers like T-Pain and guys like that came and I was like, whoa, they think I'm good. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was a special moment for me because, you know, I kind of grew up watching those judges up there. So for them to really believe that I was actually good was kind of like a special moment for me. I said the not so great part was just not making it to the last show because I'm a competitor. But second to last ain't bad at all for somebody who doesn't do it every day. So
yeah.
I take that.
I mean, it's funny because I was watching the Dan Le Batard show this morning. And obviously that's a show in which they talk about you a lot with your normal job. And they did like 10 minutes on you from The Masked Singer, which I thought was amazing. It was a funny bit.
Yeah.
They're all talking about how good you are at singing that I think that a lot of people didn't realize. And so for you, it's got to be super, it's affirming that there's this other thing that you always knew you were kind of good at, but like everyone talking about how amazing you are at singing, has got to feel good. Does it make you want to do more of this maybe after your basketball career is ended or while it's still going on? I mean, I know we were just listening to Rope a Dope a second ago before we came in.
Yeah, I think it makes me want to do more now. I mean, why wait when now is the right time?
Yeah.
So I just feel like after doing this show, I think it touched a few people who weren't used to hearing me or didn't even know I sang in the first place. So I think they're going to want more. And I think as I continue to grow in that field and touch more people's lives, I think more people will be drawn to my music and my voice. So I just want to share and inspire. And at the end of the day, I was always told if you have a gift and you don't use it, then what use is the gift? So
yeah,
I'm just trying to share my gift. That's all.
I mean, you had this horrible thing that happened to you and you blow your knee and you're not able to do the thing that you love. And then this thing happens. Like, you can't say that, are you glad it happened, but do you have some different perspective upon it now?
Yes, I do. Definitely. Because I mean, nobody really can understand what you yourself and your inner being is going through. They can say that they're here for you.
Yeah.
They can say that they're here to support you. They can say that we'll do anything you need, we'll help you, but they can never really understand because they're not you.
Yeah.
And every human being is different. We all go through different situations. We all have different thoughts, different emotions, different feelings, but we are all still human beings. So for me, you know, going through this has been tough, even though I would feel like I'm a strong-minded person, a very strong person, a very God-fearing person. I'm still human.
Yeah.
I mean, even though some, you know, I wouldn't call myself, I'm abnormal, you know, I'm a superhero, but I'm still human at the end of the day. And it was tough, you know, not doing what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like there were no bright spots. But doing this show, and even though I didn't win, just hearing the judges, hearing the crowd and people cheering and people saying like, well, you sound really good. And then when the show's going on, they're trying to guess and they're naming guys like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I saw that.
John Legend and guys like that who are like world renowned in music. And it's like, whoa, they think I'm those people.
Yeah.
It brightens up those dark spots you have.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a great choice for me. Not only because obviously it spread my talent, but it just kind of spread the joy in my life. So it was dope.
How's the rehab coming?
It's coming well. Coming along well. I'm coming back soon. I'm getting closer and closer. Oh, man. I can't wait, man. It's going to be special. I have a lot to let out. I tell people a lot of times. I have a lot to let out. I have a lot to express, and the whole world's going to feel me.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to do some rapid-fire questions.
All right.
And I want to talk a little bit more about Jamie Foxx.
All right. Sounds good.
John Legend. Damn, dude.
That's crazy, right?
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Back at the Wells Cast, got Victor Oladipo on the show. He is an Indiana Pacer. He was just on a show called The Masked Singer, and I think that he was robbed because he didn't win it, but the judges were in awe of your talents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before the break, you were talking about how, you know, Nicole and Ken, everyone was trying to figure out who you were, and they were equating you to, like, real famous singers, John Legend and, well, Jamie Foxx, he can do everything, I suppose.
Facts.
So now, once you get that validation, is it like, all right, chapter three, I guess, is putting out records, becoming a real singer and going on tour. Is that what happens next?
I mean, I would love that. I would think that would be pretty much the next step, is maybe getting signed to a label, putting out more albums, putting out more music for people to hear. But we'll see. Only time will tell.
I'm looking forward to it. Rapid fire questions right now with Victor Oladipo. Number one, who's your first kiss?
Some girl in high school. I don't even remember, honestly.
She's so sad. She's telling everyone that story.
I don't even remember.
I made out with Thingamajig, and he doesn't remember me. First concert you went to?
Concert?
Yeah.
Ooh, what was the first concert I ever went to? Probably be Lil Wayne in college, honestly. They came performed at our school for Lil 5. So I think that was the first performance I've ever been to, concert I've ever been to.
What was your first job?
My first job? Cleaning the dishes on Saturdays.
Yep.
That was my first job. I considered that a job because I couldn't do anything I wanted to do for fun if I didn't do it. So that was my first job.
First car?
First car was a BMW. It was my rookie year. I think it was a 7 Series maybe, or a 750, something like that. 750 Li BMW. Right. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Celebrity that you're mistaken for, other than Jamie Foxx and John Legend.
I get Idris Elba a lot.
Yeah, I
definitely
can see that.
Yeah.
Who would you call to get you out of jail?
My manager, James Henderson, for sure. Yeah. He'll figure it out. He'll figure anything out.
But your twin would know and be like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She would find out fast.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
When people mistake my kindness for weakness.
Teacher that influenced you the most?
Teacher that influenced me the most. My sixth grade teacher, when I told her I wanted to go to the NBA, she told me I would never make it. And that no one from our school has ever made it to any high athlete or has become any professional athlete. So it makes me think I would be the next one. I later went back after I got drafted and I was like, you remember when you told me? She was like, no, no, I'm so sorry. And I told her, no, thank you. Because if you didn't, I wouldn't be who I am.
So wow.
It was cool. It was a powerful moment.
Last person you texted?
Today?
Yeah.
Probably my manager, James Henderson.
I'm not in jail, James, I promise you. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
The most famous person in my phone? I don't know. A few guys in the league, I guess.
Okay. Victor Oladipo, thank you so much for coming.
Man,
on
thank
West,
you
guys.
Guys, for having me. I had a great time. I appreciate it.
What an amazing story you've got. And if, like, after listening to this, your story, this was very much like when one door closes, another one opens story. Mm-hmm. So for everyone out there that maybe is going through some don't forget that bad stuff can be going on around you, but that doesn't mean something really good is going to be coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Victor, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Subscribe to Wellscast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. It's the internet.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.